weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Terence Rattigan's World War II drama Flare Path is on at the Cambridge Arts Theatre this week. The play is set over a 24-hour period in which British airmen from Bomber Command are flying operations whilst their wives wait for news in a hotel close to their airbase. Olivia Hallinan leads the cast, known by thousands of fans as Lord Timmins in TV's Lark Rise to Candleford. She spoke to Mandy Morton.
Olivia, Flare Path, it deals with some very complex issues for a romantic lead.
It does. So my character, Patricia, is torn between her duty and her heart. And it deals with the reality of war and what these airmen actually went through during the bombing raids of 1942. I've always been a big fan of Terence Rattigan anyway. I think he's a genius writer. But I wasn't so familiar with this play, but when I read it, I just thought, wow, it's so beautifully well-crafted. And the fact that he based it on his own experiences made it even more powerful, really. So it made me want to research. And actually, I was quite surprised to... You know, you think of these air raids and think of the war, but actually the reality of it doesn't sink in until you actually look at the evidence that like 50% didn't come home, and it kind of really brought home the realities of war, really. And I think the script does that too.
And also, for somebody that is actually coming to this war for the first time, looking at the intricacies of what it was about, it occurred to us to be quite hard to sort of imagine what it must have been like to have that face-to-face combat, and also what it must have been like to have wives and girlfriends waiting at home for the airmen to come back or not to come back, and that sort of fatalistic attitude in this particular play.
Mm. Terence Rattigan said that the biggest flaw in the human character was the inability to express emotion. And you see that. You see that stiff upper lip. Their release is through, alcohol and cigarettes and banter and, let's not really accept that this is happening. And that's what I love about the script, I think. I think that is a very British thing, and that is what people do. You don't want to accept the facts. But with my character, you slowly see her kind of... her fragility slowly shines through, and you realise that she's not all about this bravado that she puts on.
Bravado is a word for it. My father was a fighter pilot in that war, so I lived with it all the way through my early childhood, all the sorties and all the other things which he used to repeat to me on a regular basis. It occurred to me that the civilian aspect of coming out of that war, because it's touched on very slightly in the Rattigan play, and we don't want to spoil it for anybody going to see it, but it's touched on very slightly about what it actually means when one of those airmen can't fly anymore, cannot sort of rise to the job that he's been given to do, and the complexities that that throws up. And of course, you're right in the middle of that.
She sees it firsthand. It's new to her. She has a line, she says, why didn't you tell me this before? Why? She's frustrated that she's been so oblivious to, what they're actually doing. I think that's probably one of the most tender parts of the play, when she realises what her husband is going through and how much it's affected him. And now, even now, a man from the military came in to give us a little, when we were rehearsing, to show us what went on during a flight, and he spoke about people in the forces now. And I think, again, people very much... have to put on a front, and they have to put on a bravado and not think about the fact that there's a chance they might not survive an attack or whatever.
It occurred to me, actually watching it last night, and I actually know the play quite well, but for the first time, because of this particular cast, you actually don't realise that the women that were around those men, the pilots at the time, in those days, were almost as much involved in that war as the pilots themselves, whereas these days, of course, our men, they fly off to Afghanistan and Iraq and all those places, away from their families for months on end. Obviously, they've got the Facebook and all the modern technology to stay in touch with the family. But in those days, the women were just as involved as the men.
I find it fascinating. I didn't know that. But, they're on a hotel at the airbase. You can't really get much closer to the action than where they are. It's kind of extraordinary that they had to witness such a first-hand experience.
And would you have wanted to have, in real life, put yourself in that position of one of those wives?
I don't think so. But then I suppose if I was in love with someone who had to go and fight, then you'd have to put yourself in that position, wouldn't you? But yeah, I feel for them.
Your character, we talked about the complexities of your character. She's been a bit naughty. She's got a lover on the scene. She's having to make a massive choice in her life. We're not going to say which way she goes, one way or the other. But it is very, very interesting that she has this choice. She has the choice of going off with Lothario or alternatively sticking with the grit, so as to speak. That must have been a lovely piece to actually get involved in.
I think any kind of love triangle as an actor is great to get involved in.
You're smiling.
Yeah, are two men fighting over you? It's like, great. But if it happened in real life, no, I'm joking. It's great. And also to, I think what I found interesting, because initially I thought, oh, you know, who does she think she is? You know, wanting to leave Teddy for this Lothario, as you call him. But then you have to realise that with Teddy being an airman and going on these raids, she hasn't got to know him. Like she... I think he's to blame as well, which hopefully it comes across. She's not, you know, she wants to be loved and she wants to be happy. And I think I found it interesting exploring how she loves them both in different ways and what her dilemma actually is. But I won't spoil it and say too much.
That's Olivia Hallinan talking to Mandy Morton about Flare Path at the Arts Theatre this week. There's matinees on Thursday and Saturday at 2:30. The evening shows start at 7:45. If you fancy getting a ticket, you need to call the box office. That is Cambridge 503-333. That's 01-223-503-333.